keeps him there. Give me a hell yeah.
This is Ransom Radio.
Oh.
And we are back.
Back after a 1 week lazy hiatus.
It's been a hiatus.
This is Giorgio Treviño.
I am your host, Eddie, along with my co-hosts.
Eric.
Garcia.
And then our producer, Mike, over there, who can't figure shit out once in a while.
Mike Lindsay.
Once in a while.
You know what Mike needs?
You guys need to stop touching shit. Stop touching shit.
You need a swatter to whack motherfuckers.
Hey,
you touch
dude.
Shit.
I have hands. I'm gonna put my hands on shit.
How's it going, everybody?
Pretty good.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the people.
It was good, man. We were in Utah last weekend.
That was the last weekend.
That was from the last show.
Come on, guys. That was the last show. Before we start, this show is brought to you by Keep It Heavy Clothing. And this show is also brought to you by Steve Guillen at Iguana Kelly's. Once again, thank you guys very much for everything
also,
you guys do for
taquero,
us.
No? The taquero.
Also, Mill at Justin Catering. And last but not least,
I got a blog here that's putting down. It's called Vinico's Week Goes. And you can see that. Vinico's Week Goes. It's a tongue twister. You can see it at vnico.blogspot.com.
And last but not least, Affordable Cleaning by JNL. They do home and commercial cleaning. If you guys are interested in that, we will give you guys the information on that. Really, really, actually, it really is affordable. My poor ass gets them to clean my place. So
nice.
We're going to get started here. And before we even start, like we said last time, Eric just got married.
Oh, that's right.
He's a newlywed. And how
I've
was that?
Handed in my balls.
He did hand his balls in, and he threw
I'm domesticated
away
now.
Yeah, he is. How was that?
Pretty good.
Yeah. So
same
what's
old,
the difference?
Same old. Nothing.
I could get hammered.
Did you guys bone?
Did you get
of
nailed?
Course.
Did you get nailed?
Yeah, you guys fucked. Good. Giorgio?
Taking a whole fist this time.
Whoa! Look at you, champion.
So, you know.
And actually,
no glove.
He was talking about he took in the whole fist this time.
That's right.
Girl.
That's what I said.
Yeah. Giorgio, how was it for you?
It was good. I didn't have to see you guys for a whole week and a half. I was
no,
actually 2 weeks almost. Yeah. It was pretty good.
Awesome, man. This guy over here, how was your weekend, Miguel?
He gave me a thumbs up,
so it was okay.
He's saying it was splendid.
Yeah, he said it was splendid. Actually,
like
he went to go visit a brother with his sister. His sister just moved out here now, too, so that's
oh,
pretty
really?
Cool. Yeah.
Where are they from? Where are you guys from?
Where are you guys from?
Hesperia.
From Germany.
Hesperia.
From
that
Germany.
Might as well be Germany. The Reichland.
By
the
way.
Is there a lot of incest out there? Is there a lot of incest out there?
Hesperia.
That's Virginia.
You know, it's funny. Here's a fun fact. His sister's married to, like, a Mexican movie star.
Really? Oh, really? What's
hilarious.
His name?
What's his name again?
Carlos East.
Yeah.
What happened to Peter North?
He's a novelera. Or novelero or some shit.
Oh,
Mike,
really?
Mike's a novelero?
No, Mike is a novelero, too.
He watches
a lot of that shit. Hey, I was looking at the news, and it's been going on already for a while with the whole incognito shit.
Oh, right.
I was looking at the videos, too. Fucking nuts, no?
Hey,
and it's crazy because this guy played
for
both our teams.
Okay, no.
He
but
played for the Rams and he played for the fucking Dolphins.
Yeah. But look.
He's a piece of shit.
He's a leader and sometimes, you know, they talk shit. They're guys, dude.
He's an
it's
alpha.
Fucking,
is that
it's
what
football.
You're saying?
No,
but
no.
It's not even that,
no,
dude.
No, look.
He's just a fucking hothead.
He needs to be. He's the leader, dude.
I don't know. Everything I saw and everything I've seen of him and everything I've heard, he seems like a piece of shit.
Okay, look. He plays for the Miami Dolphins. What's the word I'm looking for? There's no. He has no right using, you know, the N-word.
Of course he does.
Nobody should be using
not
that.
Not like that in fucking
November.
Like in a rage. No, right, not right. Even in a fucking rage.
No, no, yeah, you shouldn't even be using that word. That's across the line. Anyway, yeah. But it's football. At the end of the day, it's football, and they're all guys, and they're going to talk shit to one another, right?
Yeah, this goes far beyond football. This is him at the fucking bar talking shit.
And sending text messages and all that.
Yeah.
But he also has text messages of Martin sending him messages like that, saying, I'm going to kill your daughter. And
did he really say that?
Yeah. He was even telling the reporter, I'll show you my text messages. Right. You know?
See, I didn't know that.
Yeah. The media will spin it one way. I'm not taking his side.
No, I'm not saying you're taking his side. I don't think you are. Yeah, I know you have to. There's a reason always.
Yeah,
so I
there's
know you
always
have to,
two
yeah,
sides
exactly.
to a
there's
story.
There's always two sides. But, like, from what I've seen, look, I have these videos that we were looking at. And we're going to play a clip of some of the
do
shit.
Do you
want
to do that now, or should we get the guy from...
No, let's do the fucking clip.
From the beer.
That guy has a while.
Play with the clip.
Play the clip. I
gotta have this load real
that's
quick.
That's fine. This is a clip of Incognito. Is it the one with the bar, or which one is he in?
No, this one, he's being interviewed by ESPN.
Okay.
All right, here, let me pull this up. It's under my history.
He's pulling it up. I'm looking at your history. There's a whole lot of porno on there.
There's no porno on YouTube.
No. I looked at your history. You pressed the wrong history on accident. The webpage history.
That twink porn was not for me. I loaned my phone to someone. And all of a sudden, I saw a bunch of twinks and bears. Some guys look like Giorgio, kind of.
They do. Those bears look like Giorgio, actually.
Hey, it's Grizzlies.
Oh, hey.
It was insane.
But you know what?
They got the pussy.
Look, dude.
We got so many girls, and all those girls were lesbians. So.
I don't give a fuck, man. I was getting laid, son.
They're in their transitional stage where they're trying to go from.
I was a young man with the heart on, and... I needed to relieve some pressure.
Well, you guys helped those girls throughout the process of the transition. So
that's right.
Yeah, you guys did actually.
We did
a Martin
service.
Never got girls, but you know what I mean.
Look, I have stories, but I don't want to get into that right now.
Oh man.
I'm looking for this fucking video.
It's all
in your
history. It's because I saw it on WorldStar.
Well, let's get to the part where he's just dropping N-bombs. Just look, search for that.
Alright. That's when we go to YouTube.
Good news. I finally hung out with my brother who came back from the army.
Yeah.
And we went to the gym, right? We're going to go work out. And it's funny because I'm like, I'm going to go light on you because I don't want you to wake up hurt. Dude, that fool put a fucking clinic on me.
Of course.
I should have known better, right?
Yeah.
But he. He's a fucking machine. It was. Fucking nuts.
All right, I have one here from TMZ of Richie Incognito dropping N-bombs.
This is at the bar. This is...
In crazy rage.
Fucking Incognito going crazy.
All right, first we have these stupid fucking commercials from YouTube. So annoying, dude. Yeah. I
mean,
hate
anything
this.
Anything for money, though. Every time,
I'm going to skip this shit right now in 5 seconds. There it is.
So, all right, guys. This is
all right, so this is from TMZ, all right?
Yep, here we go.
Here we go.
Fuck this shirt!
Listen, I need a best man. Took his shirt off. Took his shirt off. He's drunk at a bar. Looks like he's trying to mosh pit around the fucking pool table.
Like a skinhead.
He looks like a bushwhacker. What the fuck is he doing?
You're the best man at my wedding!
This is the best day?
I love Taylor.
You're the best man.
You're the best man at my wedding.
Be the best man at my wedding. But I didn't hear him say the N-word, though.
Oh, my God.
Every time he's dropping, he's walking away.
That's Charlie? Want to take his helmet off and throw it at a guy?
I didn't hear him say the N-word, though. Let me back it up from the beginning, because maybe he said it at the beginning. All right, here we go. TM.
Fuck this shirt!
Listen, I need a best man in my wedding.
Who wants a motherfucking priest?
What is he saying?
Oh my God!
Look at him, Maj. Look at him, Maj. There it is.
What counts, you motherfucker?
Yes!
Was that it?
Yeah, at the start. Fuck this nigga.
Ah.
So. Anyway, so that's Incognito. Anyway, so we already covered it. We're like saying, is he still suspended, huh?
Yeah.
He's still suspended. And what's going on though? Like, what's
it's indefinite suspension right now. So
I'm sure
they're doing
doing
an investigation.
He's fucked, dude.
Oh yeah.
That guy's fucked.
But no, but listen, Michael Vick got redemption or whatever.
Yeah, he killed dogs. So
yeah, he's a horrible motherfucker. I hate him, dude. I hate him.
Well, fuck that guy.
He's a good player. He's a good NFL player. But he's a piece of shit as a human being.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. Anyway, I just don't get why he's still
He was
there.
Able to get back on a team.
Yeah, no. Look. You know what? Like, the world we live in now is a little more forgiving, okay? So, whatever.
Yeah. Even if like, say the Dolphins let him go, another team will pick him up.
Fuck that
player. And say the team becomes good, he's going to be forgiven.
He's a good football player, you know?
Yeah.
Well, you know, like, now that we're on the subject of pieces of shit, that Zimmerman motherfucker now beating the shit out of his wife.
Fuck that is crazy.
I mean, it's crazy. Look, you got away with killing somebody, right? And then you're still on the news, but all negative. You know what I mean? Like
this
whole
guy's
thing
invincible right now. He feels because he got away
with
shooting somebody.
Yeah, he's going to end up like OJ. OJ got away with murder, but he gets caught fucking.
He does dumb shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, fuck him. Suck dick. Hey, we have a guest today, and he is from the brewery Timeless Pints. It's a new brewery out here. It's actually in Lakewood, right?
You're
here by
Lakewood,
the Long Beach.
Right?
It's in Lakewood. Technically, it should be Long Beach, but yeah, Lakewood. It's right here by the airport.
Oh, nice.
Technically, it's Lakewood, but it should be Long Beach. But nevertheless, he is a local brewer, which is pretty sweet. So,
all right, yeah, we should get him out here.
His name?
What was his name?
He's the owner and the brewer too.
Shit.
His name is Timeless Pint.
Yeah. Good evening, Mr. Pint.
So we'll get his name and everything right now. So.
We'll introduce ourselves.
Yeah, we'll introduce ourselves.
Chris.
Was that Chris?
His name's Chris.
Okay, so we're going to get Chris on the show right now.
Are we sure? What are we?
He is the owner and he is
the
brewer, okay, there.
Yeah, he's
And
the
they're
main.
Here in Lakewood.
Master Brew.
He is here in Lakewood and stuff. So the beer he brought is the wheat beer that he has. Is it a Belgian? I thought it was just like a wheat. Anyway, we're going to have Chris on right now, and he's already on his way.
Chris.
This is actually the first guest that we have that is actually on time and doesn't make us wait.
That's awesome.
No offense to the brew, to the dude's brew. I love those guys, man. I actually want to go hit up that.
Yeah, dude, I
want to
check that out, too.
So, ladies and gentlemen, this is Chris. He is the owner, and he is also the brewer at the Timeless Pints.
Timeless Pints.
Mr. Chris, how you doing?
I'm great. How you guys doing?
Great, great. Thanks.
Good,
thank you so much for coming out and you know, giving us your time.
Oh, my pleasure.
What beer did you bring today?
We brought our Belgian wit beer. It's a beer we brewed. We opened in June. We actually opened our doors in July, but we brewed our first beer in June.
Nice.
And I was only going to brew that beer for the summer because it's a nice summer beer, but
yes.
It was so popular we kept it on. We just kept it on tap, and it's probably going to be one of our standard beers.
Yeah, we had it earlier, and it's one of those beers that you can drink any time. Like, seriously, it's that good. It's really, really good.
Yeah, it has a nice sweet flavor to
it. It's really, really good.
It's really nice.
And normally, you're right, they are like wheat, like summer beers and stuff, but
yeah.
No, it's raining right now, and this is a really good beer, and
this is great.
We're on our second. We should be on our third soon. But, tell us a little bit about, we have a little history on you and everything. Just tell us a little bit about.
On how you got started. I know your wife and your son, right? They bought you your first brewing kit?
Yeah, Father's Day gift about, we're probably going on the next Father's Day would probably be 5 years.
Nice.
Wow, so it's recent, though.
Yeah, fairly recently.
Yeah.
Wow.
Were you already, like, was that something
you were already into craft beers?
Into
No. When I at the time I got my kit, absolutely not. It was just something I just really just dove into, and it became just a hobby.
That is so
what did you do?
Cool,
I'm sorry.
No, that's cool.
What did you do beforehand as a profession?
I was a technician for the Postal Service. I worked at the Long Beach Postal Processing Plant on Redondo.
Right on.
Yes. Stearns?
Yeah, I serviced all the mail processing machinery there.
Right.
And, they closed that plant. It's not operational anymore.
Right.
And we had about a two-year
hiatus.
Warning. Yeah, we were on the...
Okay.
we were on the chopping block nationally for a closure. So we had a good heads up, and we started looking into a new career for me. And
nice.
And breweries were like up and coming.
Oh yeah,
that's
definitely.
Right. That's
you know,
right.
It's huge.
Yes. Yeah.
So
it's
right. And why like, not? Right.
Yeah. It's really nice. Cool. Yeah. Like we were just, you know, we've interviewed a few other like breweries and brewers and stuff like that, and we were just saying how exciting it is, especially for like the area here, like Long Beach and stuff. That it's just it keeps getting bigger. It's more breweries popping up. And that's never a bad thing, you know what I mean? Just because, like, personally, we enjoy... Well, I'm a beer snob, and I don't care what anybody says. I really am. And I'm that guy that, like, is like, I'm going to go to the brewery. You know, I'm not going to go have me a Budweiser or anything like that. I'm just that guy. And I get so happy, man. Like, what I was telling you earlier, when we introduced ourselves, I had heard about your brewery. Everyone was saying, there's a new brewery in Lakewood. There's a new brewery in Lakewood by the airport. And we would Google it. And we were like, Newbury, and nothing popped up, right? And then, but people were already going to this, the brewery, but right. Nobody told me the damn name. And then when Steve had mentioned it to
right.
us, I was like, that's the one that we've been looking for. And we were already like, had plans to go and everything. And then, like I said, it's a big coincidence that, you know, that you
yeah, we have
yeah,
it
yeah,
here tonight.
Yeah, it's just kind of nice. Cool though, but rules. I mean, we'll see you there this week. That's awesome.
So what was the process of coming up with the flavors for your beers? And also, how many different flavors do you guys have?
We currently have 9 beers on tap.
Yeah.
And I really brew what I like to drink.
Right.
You know, we get a lot of people coming in and go, can you brew this? Can you brew that? Like, especially like sour beers.
Yeah.
Really not my thing. Maybe... you know, we're so new. You got to take baby steps.
And yeah,
you can't
yeah.
just delve into everything all at once.
That's right.
So I'm brewing what I like.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say that. I mean, that's from the people that we've talked to and met. It's always, it's like what they say. It's like, we brew what we like.
That's
and,
how it should
and,
be.
And, yeah, lo and behold, everybody likes
Yeah,
likes
you know,
it.
When I had a guy train me for 2 brews, and he goes,
yeah.
don't ever make anything you don't like. Don't let anybody talk you into making something you don't want to drink.
Yeah.
As
yeah.
it
so
should be.
That's kind of stand by that.
You should be passionate about your product and or, you know, what you make, and you should stand by it. Not just, you know, people like you just said with the sours and stuff, a lot of people like them.
Oh, they love them,
but
yeah.
But, I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to stand by and be like, I love this beer, when you really don't. You know what I mean?
You know, and I, you know, nothing against sours.
No,
but
no.
When I drink them, I don't know what's good and what's bad, you know? It's hard to tell.
Right.
So you guys, I'm sorry.
You guys have 9 beers.
Right. That's what
yeah, 9 taps.
And so what is it
Any
that
dark
you
beers?
Guys?
Our...
If you can
we have a new porter for the holiday, but we have our Huckleberry Oatmeal Stout. That's our darkest.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of go from there. We have a red, an amber, and a red IPA, by the way.
Right.
Nice.
No cool, crazy names on them? Just the basic?
Oh, no. Well, actually, they all have cool names.
Oh.
Let's see if I can remember them all. the Huckleberry Oatmeal Stout is called the Bear Eater. There's a story behind that. If you go on our website at thomaspints.com, you can read the story that goes with the beer label. And bears love huckleberries, so that's where that name comes from.
Nice. So you guys are just a brewery. You guys don't have food
no,
there.
No restaurant.
And you guys have trucks coming every now and then, or food trucks? Or?
We do have food trucks, not every day of the week. Typically Thursday, Friday, sometimes Saturday. Once in a while on Sunday.
Nice.
But,
are you guys closer to the Long Beach Community College? Are you guys closer to that, like towards Carson? Or are you guys more?
We would probably be closer to the community college.
Okay.
We're on Industry Avenue. We're right between Cherry and the airport. We're right behind Crusoe Ford.
What's the address, actually,
it's
the actual address?
3671 Industry Avenue. We're Suite C1.
Industry nice. Avenue, that's that where they're building, like, the Starbucks and all that stuff, right? It's that one. Is that it? It's like a long street.
No. It's Industry Avenue only goes from Cover to 36th.
Okay.
It's kind of a short run, and it's actually in the city of Lakewood.
Right.
You know. I see.
So you guys started, you know, your son and your wife bought you the kit. I mean, like, when they gave it to you, like, what were you thinking? Were you, like awesome? Or were you like,
that's
kind of cool?
I thought it was pretty cool.
Did you ask for it? Did you already tell them I want
to
jump into beer? Or?
You know, I had seen those kits in the stores. I've seen them in ads. And yeah. I never had, I don't know.
So you just thought of it as a hobby at first?
Yeah, just something to do, and you know, the anticipation is pretty great. Waiting for your beer to ferment, and then trying it for the first time. You got to wait like 2 or 3 weeks.
Oh wow!
So,
you guys have like a Twitter and Facebook, and all that.
Yes.
How
would
people get in contact with you through social media?
We have a face through Facebook, timelesspints.com. All the information for our brewery can be found there.
Actually, we have it right here.
Yeah. These are sweet coasters.
So you can actually, like, go into the brewery, sit down, and drink.
Yeah, Thursday through Sunday.
Thursday through Sunday.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the other days, you guys just brew. It's just, closed.
Brew,
and,
keg, you know, conduct business the rest of the week.
Right. So Thursday through Sunday. That's pretty cool. So tomorrow's Thursday.
That's right.
We have.
You know where you got to go tomorrow.
Yeah. What time do you guys open and close?
Thursday and Friday, 2 to 8. Saturday 1 to 8 and Sunday 1 to 6.
Okay. So you guys get that straight.
So there
I'm
you have it,
people. I'm going
tomorrow
for sure. Do you guys have any, like, plans for, like, expansion? And by that I mean, like, eventually food or get maybe, you know.
No, we probably will never prepare food ourselves. You know, we're getting in a whole new, I don't know. That's a whole new another license in a realm
right.
We really don't want to get into.
Yeah, no, sure. Yeah. I mean, it's just like everything, like, you know, like at bars and stuff, you have to have a license for food. You have to have a license for entertainment. You have to license for everything, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think it's more of a, well, we already got our license. I mean, we got our full permission and licensing to do what we do. Stick to do what you do, right?
Yeah, and we don't fall under the health department as a brewery and a tap room. And that's, you know, that's a beautiful thing.
Sure. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Do you guys have any new seasonals coming up or anything right now? Like,
We have a holiday porter, which actually just caved it today. And we don't even have an available tap for it right now because we're all full. So we're going to have to pull something off to serve it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the next holiday beer will probably be like a Irish stout for St. Patrick's Day.
Awesome. Nice.
Hell yeah. Yeah, yeah. You guys are a family-owned brewery.
Yes.
I'm assuming it's you, your wife.
Just my wife and I. Yeah, we have no investors, and it was actually financed by my wife runs another company and was financed through that company.
That's cool.
Yeah. So we've been pretty fortunate.
Yeah. No, that's cool. Like, are you guys? I mean, I know a lot of the other brewers they're all. Are you guys locals from the area and stuff?
Yeah,
or?
Specifically Cal Heights. You know, especially in, like, on a late Sunday afternoon, we got a family strolling in. They'll stroll in their kids. And,
cool.
That's cool.
Yeah,
they'll bring
yeah.
some food and hang out and have a couple beers and then go home.
So we can do that.
Absolutely.
It's a family-friendly environment.
Yeah, you can bring in your own food or, you know, you can order a pizza, whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's really cool. Can we get your beers anywhere, like a BevMo or anything?
No,
or just
not
just
yet.
You guys?
Unfortunately, no. We're not up to bottling
You guys
yet.
Aren't bottling. Exactly.
Not
yeah.
yet.
Okay. So I mean.
Growlers to go, though.
Yeah. So it's, again, I mean, you guys, it's just Thursday through Sunday. Thursdays and Fridays, 2 to 8.
Eight.
And then Saturday is 1 to 8.
Sunday
is 1 to 6. So, like he said, you guys can go with your family. You guys can take food, hang out. Do you guys do – I know a lot of people like to take little tours and stuff. Do you guys do those, like little tours, just check out where we brew and stuff like that? Or?
You know, when I'm there, I'd be glad to, you know, to give anybody a tour.
Sure.
It's not a huge operation, really.
No, sure. I mean, even when they're small, though, I know, like, people are, like, they're curious and they're interested.
Yeah.
Like, that's
part of what I enjoy about it is people asking questions. They're curious.
Yeah.
And, I enjoy talking to the people that come in and want to know about brewing.
What's your personal favorite beer that you brew?
You know, right now we have a Belgian double, which is somewhat of a seasonal. that I'm pretty happy with. Oktoberfest is really good, okay. But you know, that's running out.
Yeah.
So get it while it lasts.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
But I'm really partial to the oatmeal stout. You know, my wife has family in Idaho, and that's where I got the idea to brew that.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
You know, huckleberries are pretty. You know, all in the Pacific Northwest is you can buy huckleberry anything up in that area.
Yeah.
So that's where I got the idea.
So okay, so it's I mean, just like in a nutshell, it's just a. You know, because I know a lot of people always are like, well, where can I get it? It's literally just, it's the brewery.
Right.
You got to go there to have the beer.
That's right.
And all that stuff. I mean, is this the only bar where, I mean, to say you can actually get your guys' beer on tap at a bar? Or
no, this isn't the only location. Am I allowed to say anything
else? Yeah.
Well, just up the street, I guess that would be east of here. Is the
except for them. You can't talk about them.
Oh. Well, I'm not going to
I'm kidding,
I don't want to kill anybody's business. I think they're a restaurant as well. So, the Red Leprechaun.
I was only kidding.
The Red
Leprechaun has
we have a tap there.
Uh-huh.
The wine bar, I think they're on Ocean. And Cooper's on Paramount and Delamo.
Nice.
Okay. So, I mean, just locally, those are the other places where you can get your guys' beer.
Right.
Okay, yeah. I mean, it's not like stepping on anybody's toes or anything. We ask because this is like our show, you know what I mean? Like, this is our radio show.
Yeah, right.
And like, a lot of locals listen to it. And the thing is that, I mean, you guys make good beer. I want people to try you guys' beer, and wherever they have it,
and if they don't have it at the bar, ask for it.
Exactly, exactly.
Right?
If they don't have it at the bar, ask for it.
Yeah, but the tap room is the only place you're going to be able to try everything.
Yeah.
Nice.
So we will, I'll see you there tomorrow for sure. I'll be there tomorrow, and I will be there. And once again, I know you know it's late and everything, but thank you so much.
Thank you for taking
again,
the time to hang out with us.
Thank you for the opportunity.
We always enjoy talking to brewers and stuff. You know, like that. I love it. Once again, that's Chris. And again, guys, like seriously, it's what we have here today at Iguana Kelly's is the white, or is that what it is? Yeah, it is the white, right? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's what we're drinking, right?
Oh, the Belgian wit is what
Belgian
what's happening tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's delicious beer.
By Timeless Pints.
You guys, Timeless Pints. You guys go check it out. Go visit the brewery. And we're going to plug it in one more time before the end of the show.
Yeah, you want to give us that address one more time? You want to give us your address?
Oh, 3671 Industry Avenue, Suite C1 in Lakewood.
Lakewood.
And it's timelesspints.com. The actual website. And
then
the Facebook is just Timeless Pints, and I'm sure
it
pops up.
Yeah, just go to their website, timelesspints.com, and get all their info there. Twitter,
anything
Facebook,
else you want to, you know, just put out there just so people know.
Any final words?
Yeah, they can know. I
you
mean,
know, come check us out. You know, we love greet new people, and I think you'll come back. You know, we have a great crew, and it's a very friendly atmosphere, and people love it.
Awesome. Great. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Chris.
Thank you once again.
Chris.
Thank you very much, Chris.
Appreciate and thanks again
it.
For your time. So once again, that was Chris, the owner, and he's the brewer there at Timeless Pints.
Wait, he was just here?
Yeah.
Where did I went to the restroom, and I came back.
Well, see, what happened was that we tricked you.
Oh.
Yeah. We locked the bathroom.
He said, hey, what's over there?
You made me feel like I had to pee.
What's that? That's what we said.
So, yeah, Timeless Pints were here. Chris from Timeless Pints.
Yeah.
This beer is awesome. What was the name of that beer again?
This is the Belgian Wheat.
Belgian Wheat. That is delish.
Wheat.
I want to brush my teeth.
In other words. Hey, did you guys watch the UFC fight?
I did.
Oh, my God.
Jesus, man.
I did.
What?
All right,
but wait, before we go into the main event.
Evan Sonnen,
okay. That shit broke my heart.
Evan's
a huge
beast.
No, and you know what? And I'm still convinced, because I not because I just hate John Jones, but I'm still convinced that Evans could beat John Jones.
Nah, I don't
Yes, of course.
I don't
Dude,
think so.
You know what? After that beating that Gustafson gave John Jones, trust me, that guy's, and I don't give a fuck with anybody, that guy's fucking confidence and arrogance, and that shit went down to fucking low. And now, trust me, you're gonna see how much more of a safe fighter he's gonna be. And if Sonnen fights the way that he fought, I mean, not Sonnen, Evans fights the way that he fought Sonnen,
Dude, he's the killer.
He looked awesome.
He looked.
He was there to win.
Yeah.
Awesome. He looked. He was there. He had something to prove.
He looked like the way he looked when he fought Forrest Griffin and beat the shit out of him. Remember that?
Yeah.
It was very. I kind of got a little flashback of that. But it was very. It was an ass kicking in.
And he went in there. He knew he was gonna win. He went in there,
very confident. He's one of my favorite fighters. Sonnen, I had nothing against Evans, you know, but he beat the shit out of him.
Yeah, he fucking killed him.
Yeah, he was out. If you notice, once he was on the ground and he was face down, like, he was moving.
It was done.
He was KO'd. They hate the fact that they call it TKO because Rare had to step in as he was hitting him, but that was a fucking knockout, man.
All right, but to the main event.
Let's get to the fucking main
event. That was bullshit. Bullshit.
All right.
Jojo doesn't agree.
I want to hear you guys. No. I want to hear you guys first, and I want to tell you why I don't agree.
Okay, I was here at the bar watching it. I was here at Iguana Kelly's. I was watching the fucking fights. Okay. Round one was a toss-up.
It was kind of a
toss-up. But I'm not going to say it's a full toss-up, but that was Hendricks' round.
It was Hendricks. Yeah.
Okay,
that was a 10-9 round.
Yeah.
That was a 10-9 round.
I would even venture
round
to say.
Round number two was a 10-8.
I was going to say 10-8 for the and first that, round.
Nah, what?
No,
first
no.
round, 10-8
would be like a dominant.
Nah.
All right, whatever.
So I would do 10-9 round one.
Round two? That was a 10-8.
No, round two was all him.
Yeah, that was a 10-8.
Round three, that was the one that taught. That was like a 10-10 to me.
That was more of a tie. Yeah, okay.
I honestly cannot say that. And this is what pisses me off. I can't say that GSP won a fucking round.
No, hell no.
Convincingly.
Hell no.
Every time he tried to.
His face says
it
all.
Of course. Well, he tried to take him down. He got up in a fucking heartbeat. He tried to stand with him. He was getting his ass beat. He was getting out jabbed. He is the ultimate jabber in fucking welterweight division.
Yeah.
He got out jabbed. Okay. Once he got hit, he was like, "Fuck! What the fuck am I doing? Like, I don't want to fight this guy." Okay. And then round four. Well, we saw what happened in round four. He got his ass kicked again. Round five, I still think it was all fucking Hendricks, but he tried to cruise that round, which I'm not saying it was a mistake by him.
He even said in the press conference after he was 70%. Bullshit. Why would you even do that? You're fighting for the fucking belt.
But the thing is that
why would
that's
you go,
my
look,
point.
But here's the fucked up part, okay? He was just kicking ass the whole fight. Why not feel that way? Really? Why not be like,
you gotta take him serious.
Here's
where the problem lies. And Eddie, before you interject,
no, go ahead.
And before Eric interjects, I've been a GSP fan for a long time. I'm not gonna lie, the last couple fights, I'm already getting over his like hump fests.
Right.
2012, whatever.
Yeah, I was a little
bit. Do I feel
bit,
he won this
up?
Fight? No. Yeah. Do I feel Hendricks won this fight?
Yes.
No.
You don't feel he won the fight?
No, because. What is he going to try to get right there? What does he want? Or
well,
what did
belt.
He want? The
he
belt.
The belt.
The why the fuck did he not get the belt? Because he wasn't going all the way.
He
didn't go in there. He didn't go in there to win.
Here's the thing.
Eddie, he didn't go in there to win. He went in there to not lose. Same
no
thing with
way.
GSP.
He went in there. To say he,
nah,
he
dude,
went
he
in
was
there
an
to
animal.
Lose, it's a bullshit because he's an animal. If you say
if
you're
went
a GSP
in there to wing
fan,
it or to bullshit.
No, he said he went in there. He didn't go in there to win, which is bullshit.
No.
He did go in there to win.
Yeah,
GSP
dude.
Is a dangerous guy.
Look at his face.
Regardless
dude,
of what anybody
face.
Says,
it doesn't matter.
He left it up to the judges.
You cannot say he left it up to the judges because.
He did.
It's not like easy to finish a guy like GSP. It's not fucking easy to finish a guy like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's not that easy.
No, but see, now you're coming up with excuses.
No, it's not excuses. It's our
facts. Is.
He beat the shit out of the most dominant welterweight in the history of the UFC, and he beat the shit out of him. You don't become a dominant fighter for a fucking reason, dude. Okay?
And he, hey, you want to hear him?
Yes.
Be upset?
Yeah,
okay.
I don't know.
There's an interview
Look.
Of Hendricks, Johnny Hendricks, after the fight, right? He was interviewed. And hopefully there's no fucking ads.
There's an ad.
I hope not, dude.
Like, again, dude. Like, it's just...
Fucking ad.
He went in there to win. You fighting the best fight? Of course he did. You're fighting the best fighter. Let me tell you something.
You know what? He
I'm
left
gonna
it
go
up
and
to the
compare
judges.
This. No, he didn't because...
He did.
He...
Okay, if he didn't leave it up to the judges,
hold
why
on,
was there no tap
this.
Out and hold why was there no knockout?
Hold on. Just hear this.
Give me a second. Let me
because GSP's
up.
A hard guy to get
it
in the position.
Yeah, dude.
Jojo.
Okay, here we go.
You need to understand.
Backstage for a little while. What immediately is going through your mind?
What? So she asked him, "What immediately went through your mind after?" Okay.
I can imagine.
Okay,
like
you guys got
okay.
Here we go.
Died.
New welterweight champion. I'm still standing. I have been standing. Do I look like I got in a fight? Not really, right? I've pretty much controlled everything that GSP, they thought GSP was going to control on me, I did to him. I took him down. Out-jabbed him.
Look at this.
I landed horror shots. He did a couple of check hooks on me, which were nice. You know, there's something I got to learn, something I need to get better. Maybe I just need to trust him more. I don't know. I'll be back. You know, I just beat the pound for pound.
That's right.
Supposedly best fighter in the world, and I smashed him first try. So
Dana White said it.
All you other 70-pounders, that's actually my belt.
Yes,
and I will get it. And that's going to be my title.
Hell yeah.
There it is.
Do you feel like you would have fought differently knowing the scores going into the fifth round, knowing the way some judges already had it?
No, I couldn't.
Look at this.
You know, I laid everything out of line. The fifth round was a little weird, but he didn't take, you know, he took me down. I got right back to my feet. You know, I knew that he was going to be trying to do something. So what I was trying to do is just trying to control. And I thought I smashed him the first four rounds.
Of course,
you know.
Did. Yeah,
I was landing. The first round, he was
elbows,
already cut. Third round, he was bloody and blue. Fourth round, I took him down and grounded pounded. I don't know
there
what a minute, yeah. Something like that. And besides the first round and the fifth round, those are the only two times
that's
you got a takedown.
Yep.
But on the feet, I won everywhere.
Of course, you
I
did.
Absolutely won this fight. And
all right, we get the gist of it.
He won the entire fight, and for Gojo to say that he wasn't in there to win is bullshit. He just beat the best welterweight in the history of MMA, man.
And GSP's even saying, I just got hit by a fucking truck.
And that motherfucker had the balls to say that he was going to fucking retire, or you won't see him for
a while.
Well,
okay.
You won't
the
see
thing
him for
is,
a while.
No, I also have a clip of Dana White after he talked to GSP after this whole thing.
Yeah,
he said, it's not that big of a deal. He says, to him it is. But I'm guessing it's like a girl issue. It's like a girlfriend or something like that. He's saying, it's not that big of an issue. He's going to come back. I feel confident. He says,
he does feel confident he's going to fight because money fucking talks. And you
of
know
course,
that. The motherfucker's rich anyway. You offer him, you think, because they always release salaries. They always release salaries. You think he really makes what they release? No, he fucking, that guy makes millions on fights. And that's,
well, yeah,
Anderson Silva.
Yeah,
no,
sponsorships.
Not even just sponsorships. There's crazy. Always, there's always locker room fucking money.
Oh, yeah.
Always. Chuck Liddell's a millionaire.
Oh, I'm sure.
Anderson Silva's a fucking millionaire.
Yeah.
Millionaire. George GSP is a millionaire. He can retire right now. He's young. He can retire. And he'd be all right for the rest of his fucking life. He's a millionaire. He's the biggest draw. Literally the biggest draw in the UFC. Back when Brock Lesnar was fighting, it was GSP and Brock Lesnar the biggest fucking draws in MMA. In the UFC, actually.
Damn.
But GSP is fucking rich. I think... Honestly, when you think about it, and if you see him in the interviews and shit, that guy's not all there.
Yeah,
well, really, he's just like very weird and timid and like,
and he's very obsessive over things.
Dude,
he obsesses on things.
Man. He was on the Joe Rogan Experience.
That's
and he was saying that aliens fucking abducted
him. And shit.
He's a weirdo, dude.
Yeah, dude.
And
then
from
nuts.
Fighting, and you know what? I wouldn't be mad. Honestly, I'll be straight up. I wouldn't be mad if you fucking retired.
You want to listen to him?
Yeah, go for it.
Saying he got hit by a truck.
Go for it.
All right, here we go.
I got hit by a truck.
Yeah, that's gonna be the whole. I got hit by a truck.
I got hit by a truck.
All right, here we go.
And
this is from MMAweekly.com.
Understand what's going on.
Not right now. I just came out of a freaking war, you know. Hit like a truck, you know. My brain gets bashed left and right inside my skull, you know. So I just need a to take him. You know what I mean? So, I get very emotional. I'm gonna have a talk with the guys. I say thank you everyone for the support.
There's
you
no
know?
Confidence.
UFC always been
there. Yeah, dude.
There's no. And by the way, Giorgio, FYI, before the press conference, he went to the hospital.
Oh, yeah, to get checked out.
Yeah.
Because
he was fucked up, dude.
Yeah, you have to, dude.
But his team took him to the fucking hospital. Not the athletic commission.
Oh.
He went to the hospital.
Yeah, dude.
Okay, and then he came back. This is towards the end of the actual fucking conference, so. He got his fucking ass handed.
Yeah, he got
him, dude. And again,
murdered.
I am disappointed. And to him, you got to see it like this.
Woo!
I got out of that fucking shit.
Yeah.
I should retire now. And he retires, The sad part is that he probably retired as the greatest champion in any division.
Yeah.
Because most he's only lost twice.
Yeah.
He's only lost twice. And I think out of those two times was Matt Hughes and Matt Serra. That's it. That's it. When he lost to Matt Serra, it was because that's when he was, I think his somebody he knew died or some crazy shit.
He was going through some shit.
Yeah, some very like personal shit. So anyway, enough about that. Giorgio still thinks, you know.
I don't think he won.
You think it should have been a draw?
No.
Okay, so
when you said
okay, time out.
I think GSP
would you say it was
win.
A close fight?
Yeah,
it was a close fight, right?
It was on paper. It was very close.
Okay, look,
on paper it was very close. If you were to look at them just pictures and not see the fight prior, you would say Hendricks won because of GSP.
Right.
But only just because you throw. I know he threw more punches, but say you throw one punch, gives me a black eye, but I hit you 15 times
that.
In the face.
And it leaves you nothing.
Yeah, that's the point. The judges are seeing that.
But I want you to see one more thing, though. There's a system called Fight Metric. It's a website that they keep track of numbers.
You're not
of
talking
stats.
About GNC, right?
No. Yeah. They keep track of stats. Okay?
Yeah.
Hendricks.
More critical punches.
No, more punches. More punches, more power shots, more jabs, more everything. You know what I mean? And that's the thing that everybody's kind of blown by it because they're like, well, yeah, if you see him, he does look like he got his ass handed to him. But
yeah.
Fight Metric stats show that Hendricks won that fight. And Fight Metric isn't wrong because these guys literally, that's what they do.
That's the thing.
They
yeah.
count. But let's get out of that subject. You know what?
So we agree to disagree.
Yeah, we agree to disagree. We were supposed to have the owner of Keep It Heavy come down also, but I don't even know what's going on with that guy. Disappearing, maybe? He probably got abducted by aliens.
I'm still waiting for my T-shirt.
No, well, he was going to bring us T-shirts. That's why. He texted me. Like,
I want a heavy T-shirt.
Hey. Can I call him and put him on there? Let's put him on blast.
Yeah, put him on blast.
Let's put him on blast.
You want to call him from my phone?
No. Yeah, go ahead. I'll give you the number.
All right, give me one second.
Is he going to answer your phone?
Why not? It's going to be a no number, so he's going to be like, maybe.
Maybe it's my mom.
Maybe it's a girl trying to talk to me or something.
I'm gonna,
all right, what's the phone number?
Hold on.
Oh, don't tell me on... Yeah. 555.
555. You know what's funny? I was going to tell you. I don't think about, oh, we're on air. Or recording, whatever.
Me. Let's see.
We're gonna contact Rob, and we're going to get a hold of him. And
okay,
put
so
him
it's
on
323.
555.
555.
867-4309. What is it?
12. All right, here we go. Should be ringing.
Guys, we're calling Robert now.
Hello?
Rob.
Hello?
Rob.
Robert.
Who's this?
This is Eddie.
Hello?
Rob, this is Eddie.
This is Eddie.
Hey, what's up, man?
Where the fuck are you at?
Just got dropped back off home, dude.
Are you coming or what?
He's not coming.
I'm trying to wait for my brother to see if he's he can come and take me over there.
You're fucking up, man. You're fucking up.
Rob, can you hear me?
Barely.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear
barely.
Me? All right. What about now?
Yeah, now I can hear you.
You know, we literally have you on the air right now, and we're calling you from the show.
What happened?
We have you on air. Right now, and we're calling you from the show live.
Well, can you pour me a beer through the phone?
We were just talking about you. We were waiting for you. You said you were on your way, and we just decided to put you on blast because we're waiting for those awesome T-shirts. But
yeah, man, fucking Hans Van took a shit on us right there by Long Beach Town Center.
Oh, so you guys literally went back. You guys were on your way, and you guys ended up going back.
Yeah, we had to take the tow truck. The tow truck driver gave us a ride back home.
Oh, okay. All right, well, we just wanted to put you on blast on the air. that you do exist, by the way. We want to let you know that you do exist.
Tell us a little bit about your clothing company.
Tell us a little bit about, you know, let's do this over the phone. Fuck it. Tell us a little bit about Keep It Heavy overall.
Well, what Keep It Heavy Clothing does is we take a percentage of the profit and we try and throw shows for local bands and not have them do any pre-sale. That's pretty much what we do with the clothing line. Or a percentage of the profit of the money that we get from the clothing line.
So everything that you guys, the percentage that you guys make, it actually goes to bands to help the bands.
Well, that I can't hear.
So the actual percent of, so there's a certain percentage of whatever it is you guys make goes to helping out local bands here in Los Angeles.
Yeah, pretty much.
So you guys are like really like the real deal. We help, support local bands. I was saying that you guys really are like the real deal. Like you guys actually
ask them if they're poor bands.
You guys make what you guys do what you do.
What kind of bands?
To really hope. Support the scene, right?
From
to
the other side of the tracks.
So. Yeah.
What kind of bands?
Go ahead.
Like Blink-182?
What we're trying to do is, with a couple other promotion companies, we're trying to help out bands not do pre-sale anymore. Now most bands these days have to pay to play almost everywhere now.
Yeah, I know. That's like a lot of places. A lot of shady motherfuckers, by the way.
Some of these promoters make bands do $700 to $800 in pre-sale tickets and then give them an opening slot on a show that no one cares about and that nobody's going to go to.
So they're paying a shitload of... They're paying these guys money so they can go on first where there's literally just one fucking person or only their friends and family to watch them. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because no one's obviously going to go to a local show that has maybe one or two headliners. They're going to, you know, they're going to wait till there's a show with a shitload of headliners.
So, again, it's unfortunate you couldn't make it, but straight up, yeah, we're going to wrap this up, but straight up, you are straight up there for the band.
Yeah, you know, we try and help out, we try and reach out to any band that we see that are working hard and that are putting in their time and into actually playing music and going out there and doing what they got to do. So we don't mind helping out the bands at all.
Give us your Facebook, your Twitter, and your Instagram if you have it, please, so we can plug it in.
You can reach us, obviously, on Facebook at www.facebook.com/keepitheavyclothing. We're on Instagram. You can hit us up on Instagram at Keep It Heavy 2.
The number 2, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not literally written. So it's Keep It Heavy, the number 2.
And then Keep It Heavy 2.
Yeah. And then your Twitter?
On Twitter, it's the same thing. It's Keep It Heavy 2.
Okay, Keep It Heavy 2. Guys, that was Rob from Keep It Heavy Clothing. Unfortunately, their ship broke down, so they couldn't make it. Hopefully we can have him on soon. Rob, again, we just wanted to call you, put you on blast that you flaked out, but it's
man, good. I wanted to slow down and talk about the underage mothers too, man.
That's coming up.
It is coming up. All right, brother. Well, have a good one, man. Take care of all that shit.
Keep it heavy.
Keep it heavy, man. We'll talk to you soon. Hey.
All right, man.
You want to give a shout out, man, your bands. Go for it. This is your time.
What happened?
This is your time. Give your shout-outs to the bands and your people. You got 10 seconds.
Yeah, I want to give a shout-out to Empyrean Throne. They're going to be having a CD show coming out soon. If you go on our Facebook, we'll be vending at their show and helping them out next month.
There it is, guys. This is Rob from Keep It Heavy Clothing. Thank you, Rob.
All right, man. I'll talk to you guys later.
Later. That was Rob, man. I'm fucking loving this fucking cable.
It's
so
awesome,
much.
Huh? Pretty cool.
There you have it, folks. You guys can actually call in now, and we would just fucking do it that way. I love it.
Well, I don't want to give out my phone
number.
No. We'll set up a
Google
number.
Yeah. Set up a Google
phone. And then it'll forward to our phones.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, we'll figure that out.
I want to talk about...
We'll get our producer on that. Anyway.
I want to talk about...
Wait, do you have rants?
This was a fun fucking show, by the way. I know it was random and everything, but it was fun.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Anyways, do you have rants or anything else
you
want to get?
Rants?
I don't know. You tell me.
But you know what?
Is there anything else you want to go through?
No, or? I'll have a rant, actually. It's not really a rant, but it's just a rant.
Something about child support.
No, before that. But guys should not talk to guys about their feelings.
That's pretty gay.
That is the gayest thing ever. Like, when a guy talks to another guy about his feelings, that's... no offense, women. We're not women. Don't talk about your feelings to other guys. That shit's fucking gay. We're men, man. We drink beer. We make beef jerky.
This is
with the door open.
This is the conversation we should have. Hey, dude, I'm having girl problems. Like, man the fuck up. Let's go have a beer.
That's exactly it. I mean, you don't say, like, I'm a dog to you. No. We're men. Right?
Manly men.
Yeah.
We make our own beef jerky.
That's right.
I jack myself off.
We jack each other off. I mean, nothing.
Wait, we shit
with the door open and we drink beer. You know what I mean?
While we're shitting with the door open.
We wipe with wet wipes.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. I mean.
I just tried that recently. I don't know if
dude,
I really.
Dude, it is amazing.
Is it really?
Oh.
Hey, you ever wiped your ass with a.
Newspaper?
No, look, man. If you wipe your ass with fucking toilet paper and then you wipe your ass with wet wipes, with baby wipes.
It's good.
It's amazing. You feel fresh, clean.
Does it relieve the itchy ass?
Oh, no shit.
Wow.
It's like you wash your ass.
I usually just shit in the morning, shower, and then.
You only shit in the morning?
No, and then I get home, I shit, and then I shower again.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, right.
There it is.
Gone? All right. Maybe I should do that next time.
Dude, once you try it, you're not going to want to use regular toilet paper anymore.
I'm going to start wiping my ass with wipes.
You know what
baby
I do
wipes.
At work? When I don't really take a shit at work. I can only take a shit at home. But if I really need... Yeah, dude. It's kind of weird. But if I really need to and I'm at work... Because I like using wet wipes, what I do, I get the fucking paper napkins.
Right.
I'll wet them beforehand. I'll wet like four of them. I'll fold them into little squares. So those are my fucking wet wipes instead of using regular toilet paper.
Wait, so you put them in a little Ziploc?
No. Right before I'm taking a shit while I'm doing my shit dance, I'm wetting these fucking paper napkins.
Oh, at work.
Right.
Yeah, at work, man. I'm wetting these fucking paper napkins while I'm doing my shit dance. You know, I'm folding them into squares once I fucking plop down. I'm done.
You know, I used to shit at work, but now I hold it. Because every time I shit at work, I get in touch with my inner self. And that's not anything I really care to do anymore.
Hey, I just wanted to get your guys' opinion, okay? Like, you know how, like, on Facebook, a lot of... We're not even on Facebook, but overall, like, and I quote single moms, they're like, oh, I'm so independent, and blah, 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 blah. I work. I do this. And these bitches have,
but
like...
But I want a man.
Right. No. Well,
take
not even that.
Me.
But these bitches have, like, kids, like, multiple kids, and they're all literally from, like, different kids, different dads.
That's
and
gross.
Stuff. You know what I mean?
That's gross.
Okay. So they're all from different dads and the kids, and then they claim they're independent, but they still fucking put the fucking dudes on child support.
Of course.
I hate that shit, man. Look, the thing is, don't go out and try to be a super mom, okay, and say all this shit. And not even that, you know, because you're always saying, like, oh, my kids come first. No, because you get a fucking sitter, which is probably your mom, and then you go out, get drunk, and bang more guys, and get drunk, and get pregnant again.
And then
again.
Come home pregnant,
yeah. And then you have the second kid, and then that shit happens again. And then you have the third kid, that shit happens again. You have the fourth kid, that shit happens again. But you're still claiming that, oh, your kids are your life, and you're so independent, but you have all five fucking dads on child support.
That's bullshit, dude. That's,
you're independent,
do you know
bitch.
People like that?
No, you're not. I do, sadly. You're not independent, you stupid bitch. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
like you're dependent
retarded.
On the fucking on the dad or the even just like the fucking state helping your ass.
Ugh.
You know, to fucking support your kids. And the money doesn't even go to them because you're probably claiming that like you're like a struggling mother, so you get free fucking schooling and free fucking child care.
And WIC.
Yeah, all that shit. And free child
fucking
care.
Fucking free cheese.
Dude, all that dumb shit. But you're still, all that money that you're getting from all those fucking kids, from all the guys you're banging, it goes to you and your fucking hoary fucking addictions
and
or
your
whatever.
Whorish mouth.
Yeah, and I've seen people use wig to buy fucking
EBT like, at Jack in the
no,
Box.
No, like golosinas, fucking
junk food.
Yeah,
that's fucking retarded, dude.
No, man, I'm telling you, like, that shit needs to stop. And you stupid bitches need to shut the fuck up already about claiming that you're so independent and that you're this and you're that, because you're not. You are dependent.
Say some names, Eddie.
You
Say
are
some
dependent.
Names.
I should, man. You are dependent, okay? You fucking, that money that, that these fucking guys give you or the government gives you, it goes to your habits. It doesn't even go to your fucking kids because you're on
and
all
it's
these.
It's not the government that gives them, gives her the money. It's us.
Yeah,
people
it
that
is.
Fucking
it,
pay
the,
taxes.
The taxpayers. And all this shit goes to your fucking bad habits. Because all you have your kids on all these programs where the government funds you for them.
Right.
But you're still getting extra fucking money.
But
and that extra
like
money goes to you.
Me. It doesn't affect me.
No, that extra money goes to you and your fucking hoary shit.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
stupid,
right.
Stupid, man. But, I mean, straight up, dude, that's that was a fucking rant, actually. Shit pissed me off.
That's right.
To
them, I say...
No suit for you.
That's right.
Exactly.
No suit for you.
Oh, man. All right, man. I'm going to call it a night, guys. Unless you guys have anything else to talk about. That's me being lazy,
that's
by
it,
the
that's
way.
That's you.
I had a good time. I mean, believe it or not, I know like most of the show we just kind of just free fucking styled it. But it was good. I had a good time. I'm gonna go ahead and plug a few people in, our sponsors, one more time.
Alright.
So our sponsors is gonna be Affordable Cleaning by JNL, and you can reach them. They really are affordable, man. Again, like I said, my poor ass has them clean my place, and it's really affordable and it's reasonable, and they're awesome. They do home and they do commercial as well. And
wait, so
go ahead.
Do you know them?
I do know them.
People you know?
I do know them. And here's the number.
Go ahead.
And the number is 323. 360-1272. That's 323-360-1272. And they do service the Los Angeles County. And like I said, they're very professional and they're very reasonable. And they're surprisingly, like I said, surprisingly affordable, because I don't consider myself fucking even middle class and I can afford to pay those guys. If you tell them that you heard this on Ransom Radio, you will get 10% off on your first service. So.
Nice.
That's that. And then once again, we keep it heavy clothing. And Iguana Kelly's here in Long Beach.
Swing.
Iguana Kelly's here in Long Beach. Always come out here. They always have a happy hour. And they are getting more into the craft beer game. And they are just all the time coming out with different brews. You guys, if you weren't here today, you missed out, man. We got these awesome Timeless Pint pints that he was giving off with glassware and stuff.
That's right.
So there it is, guys. One more time. Meal Adjusted Catering. Meal Adjusted Catering.
If you want to try the tacos before you hire them for your party, come by on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Tuesdays.
You're at Iguana Kelly's.
If you do want to try the tacos before anything, get over here.
We're out here camping, folks.
We're here all week.
If you come down on Tuesdays and Fridays, give a code word, where's my fucking taco? That is a code word. Where's my fucking taco? I give you one free fucking taco, and you get to taste it before you hire me for your services. And then the number there is 310-894-3663. 310-894-3663. Call me for rates. And last and not least.
No, I have...
For
you ladies that are into blogs and stuff and fashion.
And porno.
Vinico's Week Goes at vnico.blogspot.com. So it's Vinico.
Vinico?
Yeah.
.blogspot.com. Okay, ladies, so that's all fashion stuff.
It's brand new. It's only like a few weeks old, but you guys will love it.
And it's that time, guys. We will see you guys very soon. I got some work to do. Eric's got some work to do. And
yeah,
George's
Zordon
got some
is
work
paging
to do. Zordon
us.
Is calling us right now. And we need to be up out of here. Thank you guys so much. I am your host, Eddie.
Eric.
Giorgio.
And Mike. Miguel.
And Miguel.
Thank you guys so much.
And who?
You guys have a
Miguel
great
Fire.
Night. Peace. the fuck out.
See ya. I love you.